Okay, Chevra, we actually never really did the end of Simen Kuf Vav Se'if Beis, which is actually connected to Kuf Zayin Se'if Aleph. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if you have a chaticha, you have a piece of meat that has some chaylev on it, and this piece of meat is cooked in a pot, and there's shishim to be mevatel the chaylev, so what you should do is that you should not take anything out of the pot while the chaticha se'iser is there, because what we're worried about is that if you'll take something out of the pot, so it could be that you won't have shishim keneged the chaylev, and therefore it's going to aser everything that's in the pot. And also, you should not even take out this one chaticha with chaylev, because if you take this chaticha with chaylev out, this chaticha with chaylev is going to become aser. So rather, what you should do is you have to maintain the shishim as long as you can, and you leave everything in the pot, and you just cool everything down, and once everything is cooled down, so it's going to be gevaldik, because the chaylev apparently will be diffused throughout the entire kedera while it was hot, and everything will be wonderful. That's what the Mechaber says. That Mechaber says you have a piece of meat with chaylev on it, you should wait till it cools down. Don't take anything out of the pot. Don't even take the piece of chaylev with the chaticha out of the pot. Rather, just leave it. The Ramah says, whoa. Zok the Ramah, we pask in chaticha nasas nevela, and therefore you should take out this one chaticha that has the chaylev in it. So now, there's a little bit of unpackaging that should be done over here. First of all, just like the aleph beis of the sugya, is that the Ramah is not really talking about the din of chaticha nasas nevela, no? Chaticha nasas nevela means that when some iser comes in contact with heter, so the Ramah holds that you have to be mevato the entire chaticha of heter that absorbed the iser, right? That you need shishim connect the entire thing. That's not the issue over here. Ki who's that? The issue over here is, am I worried that this one piece of meat that has some chaylev on it, am I worried that one piece of meat became aser? It didn't become aser. No? That's a shaila of what we call iser davuk. Now, iser davuk means that if you have iser that is attached to heter, for example, you have chaylev attached to meat, that the things are mamish, so connected, so attached, that obviously, the Ramah says, Isser Dovik, the whole thing becomes Usser. So therefore, the Ramah is saying, oh, once Isser Dovik, the whole thing becomes Usser, so Memela, there's nothing gained by leaving this piece of meat in the pot, because the Ramah Chaber says, don't pull the piece of meat out right away, because if you pull out right away, while it's still hot, that one piece of meat is going to become Usser. The Ramah says, Isser Dovik, the piece of meat is Usser anyway. Who cares? May as well take it out. No? So, the Mechaber apparently denies this category of Isser Davuk, while the Ramah accepts Isser Davuk, but for some reason, and the Prima Godim in the Sifsei Das, Eis Zayin, note that the Lashon of the Ramah is Lav Davka. Right, because the Ramah is telling me, based on Chaticha Nasas Nevela, what he really means to be saying is based on Isser Davuk. That's Nekuda Rishona. Nekuda Shniya is that the Shach over here in Eis Zayin quotes from the Lavush. As we mentioned, the Lavush is one of the three big losers in Shulchan Aruch. Now, losers in the sense, not the Donald Trump sense. He likes calling everybody a loser. But loser in the sense of that there's a machlekes, right? Anyone that's not him, right? If there's a machlekes between the Lavush and anybody else, you usually reject the Lavush. There's a machlekes between the Maharshal and anybody else. Bederach Klal, you reject the Maharshal. And the third person is the Bach, no? The Lavush, the Maharshal, and the Bach never seem to win the Halacha. You notice that? In part because the Maharshal and the Lavush both never accepted the authority of Shulchan Aruch. They both wrote their Svarim. The Maharshal wrote the Yamshar Shlomo, and the Lavush wrote the Lavush. Lavush is based on the Psukim in Megillas Esther. Mordechai Yotza, Bovosh Malchus, and there's Lavush Techelas Lachor, Lavush Ateres Zohav, no, etc. So this is the Ateres Zohav, right? His name was Mordechai, Mordechai Yaffa. He's the Rav in Frankfurt am Main, no? Long time ago, before the Yekkes were there. Fine. That's the Lavush. So Lavush has a taina that even according to the Ramah, or even according to La Halacha for us, you should leave the piece of meat until it cools off. And the reason for that, Zakh Lavush, is because, let's say I want to take this piece of meat out when it's hot. How am I going to get the piece of meat out? It's a hot piece of meat. I can't stick my hand in. My hand will burn. So what am I going to do? I'll take a fork. I'm not allowed to take a fork. If I take meat out with a fork, I take treif meat with chaylev out with a fork, I just treifed up a fork, and it's also to treif up a keli. That's what Lavush says. Wow. A chiddush, no? Lavush says it's usher to treif up kalim. Where on earth did the Lavush get this idea from? Apparently, the Lavush is saying it, by the way, even though it's a kalim that I could kasher. If it would be a kli cheres, if I have a ceramic fork, no one on earth ever has a ceramic fork. If you have a ceramic fork, I'd understand why you shouldn't treif it up. But if it's not ceramic, if it's metal, even so, the Lavush says you shouldn't treif it up because apparently you might forget to kasher it. That's the chiddush of the Lavush. The Shach writes that Lavush is not mechuvanim. It's not correct. Nonetheless, the Prima Gadim writes in the Mishpatzais that we should try to be choshesh for the Lavush, which means when you take the piece of meat out, take it out with a toothpick, with a kissim, which is something that you're going to throw out right away after. So therefore, there's no concern that you're trafing up a keli, because Lamaisa, whatever goes wrong, I will, I'll fix. Whatever goes wrong, I'll just throw it out. That's the basic idea of the Prima Gadim, who's Choshesh for this Lavush. Now, it says in the Badei HaShulchan, page Tes Zayin, a little bit of a problem over here. We paskin, the Prima Gadim has at the end of Pei Tes, I think, that you're not supposed to kasher from Milchiks to Fleishiks and from Fleishiks to Milchiks. No? A milchik kesher remain milchik, a fleshik kesher remain fleshik. What happens if you want to do that? Let's say you want to go from one type to the other. So the Prima Gadim has a razzle-dazzle mahalach. He says, you know what you should do? You should treif it up. So the Pfeifel says, what the heck are you doing over here? You're treifing up a keli. Right? According to Lefush, you're not allowed to do that. Huh? I'm allowed to go from treif to fleishik, or from treif to milchik, no? I can't go from milchik to fleishik, or from fleishik to milchik. So instead of going from milchik to fleishik, I could treif it. Whew! A chap. Right? But how does that help? According to Lavush, I'm not allowed to treif up kalim. So the Bible suggests that maybe if I'm treifing up a keli, the only reason I'm treifing it up is in order to kasher it after, so that's going to be permitted. That's that issue. Yes, sir? Bittul iser. So again, we assume that kashering a kli is not being mevatalit. You're right. It's a machlekes Rashban the Ran that we spend time on. But lechora, kashering a kli is not the same as being mevatal an iser. Removing something is different than being mevatalit. Lechora. Okay. Now, the Ramah writes. Ramam is going backwards in this sif. I don't know why, but this is how we're doing it today. The Ramam writes that since we hold the way we explained it of the din of Isser Davuk, so therefore you should remove that piece of meat. Now, does that mean I should remove the piece of meat right away, or I could remove the piece of meat right away? When the Ramam says, right, Lefi Mad Kaimalon, Chaticha Nasas Nevela, so Meser Chaticha Sur Mishon Bashar Boter, does that mean if I want to, I can be Meser the Chaticha right away? Or does that mean that I have to be Meser the Chaticha right away? It's unclear. The Bible column points out in Sevkat and Chav Zayin that the Lashon of the Akim Moshe is something to the effect of Eino Tzarech. Right? And that's that you don't have to leave it. The Mechaber says you have to leave it until it cools down. The Rambam says you don't have to. Right? If you want to take it out right away, you can. But there's no chiyuv to take it out right away. That's what the Daka Moshe sounds like. However, the Prima Gadim, well, Mamish, all of Judaism is done in the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim over here in the Mishpatos Os Beis says, he quotes in the Pri Chadash, that there's a chiyuv to remove it right away for the Rambam. A chiyuv, because if you leave it in there, it's going to be mevatlin iser lechatchila. Let's think about this for a second. That's really interesting. I have one piece of meat with chaylev on it, and it's all hot. It's in a pot, and there's shishim kenegdai. No, so everything else is going to be mutter. It's all going to be bottle. But zak lepri chadash, I can't leave it in the pot while it's hot. I have to take it out right away, because by leaving it there, that's going to be mevatel iser lechatchila. Now, what the Mishpatzel scratches his head on is, one second, this situation is loy ovid ma'isa, no? Usually the din of mevatlan iser lechatchila, in mevatlan iser lechatchila, is I'm not allowed to throw some iser into a pot. But here, it happened already. Now I'm just leaving it. B'sheva al taisa. Nonetheless, this is called mevatlan iser lechatchila to a limited extent, and therefore the Rambam says you should take it out. But the Mechaber holds that there's no issue of mevatlan iser lechatchila for two reasons. Either the Mechaber holds once sheva al ta'asa, so it's heter gomor, that's what we said now. There's another approach that we could take, which is that according to the Mechaber, this, and I think this is what the Prima Godim is getting at, this is called in kavanos olavato. In kavanos olavato means as follows. You see, for the Mechaber, why am I taking this piece of meat out? I'm taking this piece of meat out after it cools down. Again, for Chava, I leave the piece of meat there until it cools down. Why don't I take it out right away? I don't take it out right away because if I take it out right away, this piece of meat is going to be aser. Because then the hat chelav with the hat meat will make this piece of meat aser. But if I leave it in there, so the chelav will be diffused and the entire keder will be bottle, and then even this piece of meat will be mutter, at least if you hold that... Right? Even this piece of meat will be mutter to a certain extent. Right? Again, this gets involved in Efshal Soichle issues that we spoke about at the beginning of the Simen. That's why it's here. That's why the Torah mentions it. But there's going to be more heter on the piece of meat if I leave it there than if I take it out right away. Consequently, Zok the Prima Godim, for the Mechaber, you're allowed to leave it there right away because it's called Ein Kavanos Olavatel. If I were to take it out right away, the piece of meat would mamish be aser. By leaving it there, my kavana is to make sure that this piece of meat does not become usr. That's called in kavana solavatel, to reduce the amount of isr that you have. No? We already said svaras like this at the beginning of Tzadi Tess, when we learned the sugya of Eim Evatlan Isr L'chatchila. We said some svaras that maybe if my kavana is to save the thing from becoming usher, that's not called Eim Evatlan Isr L'chatchila, and L'cha'ora, that's a pshat in this Mechaber here as well. Let's go on and finish Simin Kuvav finally. The Lashon HaMechaber over here is very interesting. The Lashon HaMechaber, again, quoting from the Rashba, is you have a piece of meat with chaylev that's cooked in a pot. So tzarich li zahir shelo yosir shum davar mehakeder ba'od chatichas eser b'taycha. You have to be careful not to remove anything from the pot. So Five Cohen has a very strong diyuk. He says that the lashon of the mechaber sounds like you shouldn't remove anything, even though I know that I am trying to remove a tiny, tiny bit. So little is being removed that for sure there's going to be shishim that remains. Nonetheless, you shouldn't remove anything from the kedera. Why not? I know for sure shishim is going to remain. I shouldn't remove anything. So obviously, there's some sort of gezeira. The gezeira is, don't remove anything, because you might remove too much, so that you don't have shishim anymore, and anything will become aser. Where does it say this gezeira in Shas? I'm not allowed to remove anything, because maybe I'll remove too much. Right? Vushteit. Shteit nesht. Right? It doesn't say anywhere that you can't remove anything. Where does this gezeira therefore come from? So Rav Chaim Cohen has a razzle-dazzle idea, which he quotes from Rav Grinem and Sefer on Nid. I think Rav Grinem was a nephew of the Chazon Ish. He was just Nifter last year. The Chedushim Ubiurim. It's like on many different receptors. But Nida, he's Gevaldek. So the Chedushim Ubiurim on Nida has the vart that maybe you're allowed to make your own gezeiras. Usually we assume that we don't make gezeiras like Acher Chasim as a Talmud, no? We don't make up our own gezeiras. Right? The Gemara has gezeiras. We don't make up our own. However, Zot Rav Grinem, if you have a gezeira that's so pashut here, the lashon that he quotes over here is The lashon is it's mamish so pashut. Alta tama hech matzina shegazur chachamim. Dechol hecha de mistaber tuva ligzar ein tzarch kabbala shegazur ela gazur va'omer hu. Right? If it's a pashut to gezera, so then I'm not making the gezera. It's ki'ilo the gezera was always made, and that's the way he's understanding this mechaber. You understand that mechaber is saying don't remove anything because the svara that if I remove something, you'll make slippery slope. You'll end up removing too much. So that's why it's so pashut that you don't need, right? You don't need a makar to make such a gezera. Right? It's gazer va'omed. The gezera already was made midoras harishonim. So that's basically what we have to say in Simin Kufvav. Any questions, or should we move on to Kuf Zayin? Okay, there you have it. That was easy. Let's go on to Simin Kuf Zayin. Simin Kuf Zayin is genuinely difficult, however. You agree? Rosenzweig is masking. I don't know what I would do if not for my friend, the Megillah Sefer, and the Badi HaShulchan over here. I just couldn't organize my thoughts, no? You have, just to simplify what we have over here, because it's mamish complicated. Rabbeinu Baruch is the author of the Sefer HaTruma. There were four Talmidim of the Rabbeinu Tam. No? Four Talmidim of the Rabbeinu Tam. There is the Ri Baal HaTosfos, who basically is our major source of Rabbeinu Tam Shitas, the Ri Baal HaTosfos. Rabbeinu Tam did not write very well, Kayadua. The Ri knew how to write. So you read the Sefer HaYosha of the Rabbeinu Tam, and it's like all over the place, like half a sentence here. It's mamish, it's hard to read. The Ri, the Tosfos, is Gevaldik. So that's the first of the Balei HaTosfos, the first main Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. Then you have other Talmidim of the Rabbeinu Tam. You have the Rash Mishans, the Perushon Taharos, and on Zeraim is a major Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, one of the major Balei HaTosfos. You have another Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. Another Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, who we don't really talk about or think of as a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, is Sefer Yireyim. The Yireyim is a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. And the fourth Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam is Rabbeinu Baruch Baal Sefer HaTruma. People sometimes make a mistake in calling the art scroll books, and they call it the Sefer HaTrumos. The Sefer HaTrumos is totally different than the Sefer HaTruma. Sefer HaTrumos is a Talmud of the Ramban. It's a work on Shtaros. It's a work on Choshen Mishpat. The Sefer HaTruma is a work on Orachayim and Yerideya and Kashrus. Rabbeinu Baruch was the first of the Balei HaTosfos who tried to write a halachic text. No? The Balei HaTosfos mostly were working on the Gemara and resolving stiras in the Gemara. This is all from Dr. Soloveitchik's class. But the Balei HaTosfos usually are working on resolving stiras in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Baruch is trying to take the mahalach of his rebbeim and put it down, the halacha l'maisa. And he gives halacha l'maisa cases that came up, what the Balei HaTosfos said, and what he thinks the din is, la halacha. So the Sefer HaTruma Simin Lamed Hei talks about the Riva Balei HaTosfos. The Riva is the first Balei HaTosfos that we know of. He died in the year 1133. He's the earliest of the Balei HaTosfos. The Riva, according to Dr. Soloveitchik, invented the dialectical method, which means that he was the first person who studied Chas going this way rather than going this way. The way most people study Gemara is that you start in Brachas Daf Beis and you go straight. That's going this way. The Balei HaTosfos had a mahalach in learning that they studied Chas going this way, which means I have a sugya Avodah Zarah that talks about the same inyan as a sugya in Chulin. I'll study those two sugyas together, and I'll try to resolve the stiras that come up in those two sugyas. No? The Riva is the first one who did this. Now, you don't really see it in the Riva. We have very little from the Riva, but the Riva is known to be the first of the Balei HaTosfos. The Riva has a taina about a case, and it's not abundantly clear exactly what the case is, but let's say I'm cooking a lot of tiny little fish together. I'm cooking a lot of tiny little fish. So there's a concern that even though if one of the fish is a dag tomei, right, that should not be such a problem, because this dag tomei is going to be bottle, so that shouldn't be a problem. But the Riva had a problem that this dag tomei is going to aser a bunch of other dagim near it, and then I will no longer have a shear to be mevatel the dag tomei. That's the shita of the Riva. Now, what exactly the tzir is not abundantly clear, but we'll give you one tzir, which is probably the easier way. Let's say I have 100 fish, right? Maybe we'll do it easier. I have 70 fish, right? I have 70 fish, and I find out that one of those fish is a dag tummy. I don't know. I'm pouring the 70 fish. The fish are in mayim, and I'm pouring them from the machvas, where they are now. The machvas was a kli rishon. I'm pouring it into a ka'ara, into a kli sheni. So I'm pouring the fish and the mayim in. There's a concern, says the Riva, that even though I'm trying to get the mayim out first, usually people, when they pour the fish, apparently you try to pour the mayim out first. Now, even though I'm trying to get all the mayim out first, well, maybe there's going to be some, and in the process of pouring the mayim out, some of the fish also come out and end up in the kara. But maybe the dag tamei remained behind in the machvas when I only have 20 or 30 fish left, and therefore that dag tamei asers those 20 or 30 fish, and then subsequently when I pour those 20 or 30 now tray fish into the kara, they trafe up the other fish. That's what the Riva says. So we're worried that the fish are going to all be trafe. The Rabbeinu Baruch, however, disagrees with the Riva. Rabbeinu Baruch says, you know what? I'm not going to trafe up. Rabbeinu Baruch says, I'm not going to trafe up those other fish. And the reason why Rabbeinu Baruch is a Megal and the Riva is a Machmir is not abundantly clear. It depends on the various tziyurim that are quoted in the poskim, but let's try to do this to the best of our ability right now. Halacha l'maisa, I should point out, Rabbeinu Baruch and the Riva are talking about Dogim. By Beitzim, the Smag, quoted in the Beis Yosef already, says this mag already says that by Beitzim there's more Vesarah that should be usher than there is by Dogim. And that's because usually by Dogim you cook many, many, many little fish together. Again, we're talking about tiny fish. Like, what are they called? Like sardines or like tiny ones, no? Talking about tiny little fish. By Beitzim, you cook fewer of them, so there's more of a svara that it should be usher than by Dogim. Also, we'll say it like that. Now, la halacha, do I pass in like the Riva that it's usher, or do I pass in like the Rabbeinu Baruch that it's mutter? So the Mechaber writes that if I cook many Beitzim, for some reason the Mechaber is talking about Beitzim, he's not talking about Dogim. When I cook many Beitzim together, I should not take them out until everything cools down. The same as what we saw at the end of Kuvav. You should wait till it cools down, because we're worried that maybe one of the Beitzim is going to be a Beitzah Sefroach or a Beitzah Sheish Badam, and it's going to answer everything else, like in that situation of the Riva. But the Mechaber is only saying that Lechatchila I should allow it to cool down. The Ramah quotes that if the Ramah talks about the Bidiyevit situation. If you didn't cool it down, if you poured some of them, so there's Yesh Osrim Zak the Ramah, because maybe the Trefa remains at the end. And the same is true by Dogim. But there's Yesh Matirim, because of Lomachas Kino Nisura that we'll talk about in a minute. And the Rama writes V'chein Iker, that La Halacha we pass on like the Matirim. In other words, the Rama is clearly passing on like the Rabbeinu Baruch, that it's going to be Mutter Al Koponim. Oh no, I'm sorry. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
The Rambam clearly Haskins like the Yesh Matir, like the Rabbeinu Baruch, not like the Riva.
Isn't it like the Rash?
Yes, but we'll get there. And we haven't spoken about the Rash. The Rash is a bigger makel than everybody else. We'll talk about that in 2 minutes. Correct. But the Ramah says that it's mutter b'di'evid. The Mechaber says, l'chatchila, I shouldn't do it. The Taz comments that even the Mechaber holds b'di'evid, it's going to be okay. No? The Taz on Os Aleph says that midolo kosev shokhanav dem losa osa kein it's osar shmamina d'davka l'chatchila ka'amar, like the Yesh Matirim Shazach HaRamah. Right, so Taz says that really even the Mechaber holds it's going to be mutter b'di'evid. Now, the Prima Gadim notes. How come the Mechaber speaks about a case of Beitim where it's more mistaber to be usur rather than the case of Dagim? How come we're talking about a case of Beitim rather than a case of Dogim? So the Ramah says that that's precisely the point. Since the Mechaber is going to be Mekol Al Kolponim B'di'evet Zok the Prima Gadim, we want to say the bigger Chiddush, that even by Beitim you can be Mekol B'di'evet. Okay, that's a nice Prima Gadim. But Five Cohen writes on page Yud Zayin Yud Ches that usually doesn't work like that. Usually the Mechaber doesn't give us a tzir of Beitim based on the diuk that the Taz has to tell me even the bigger Chiddush. But okay, nonetheless. So we have, the Mechaber says you should wait till it cools down. The Ramah says, b'di'evet, if you didn't, it's going to be mutter. Now, the tzior in this case, according to the Shach, is that you are pouring the beitzim, or the dugim, with the hot water into another pot. I'm pouring it from the machvas into another pot. That means l'cha'ayra, that what I have is a case of irui. There is a dag tame that's mixed in, and there's going to be some irui from the dag tame onto other stuff. Hasvara nosenas, that even Rabbeinu Baruch, who's matir, should al kolponim require kedei klipa? No? And the Shach says, enochanami, that's true. That Rabbeinu Baruch requires kedei klipa. The Riva, therefore, who asers in this tzir of pouring the dugim together with the hot water, the Riva would aser everything. The Riva would say it's aser bakol. Why would that be? L'cha'ayra, the Rabbi Baruch is saying that I have a tray fish that should aser everything, at least kedei klipa. The Riva should be maskim that the iser is only hitting kedei klipa work. Why would it be aser bakol? So there are two reasons that I know of. The Shach in Kuf Hei Sif Katin Ches, which is the Shach about Davar Gush, says that you see from here that the Mechaber holds that there's a din of Davar Gush that's Usur. The Mechaber or the Riva, whatever you want to say, that Davar Gush is going to be Usur, and Davar Gush is going to be Usur Bekulo. Isn't that a good verb? So the machlokas between Rabbeinu Baruch and the Riva, according to the Shach and Kofhei Osches, is whether or not Dover Gush Asers. The Rabbeinu Baruch says it's only Aser Kedei Klipa. It's like a din of Iri. The Riva says it's going to be Aser Bekulo. Why? Because Dover Gush Asers Bekulo. That's one mahalach. The Prima Gadim over here, though, has a razzle-dazzle mahalach, which is a bigger chiddush. This is the Prima Gadim at the end of Sifsei Das Ois Beis. Prima Gadim quotes in the Minchas Yaakov. Yeah?
Is Dover Gush Aser because Aser Hanki Asa?
Dover Gush is going to be Aser. Nothing Aser is just Benegiya. You need some rotov to make it Aser. But there is some rotov. There's liquid that's mixed with the... I'm pouring the hot fish with the hot water. So there is liquid and there is dover gush. So that's going to aser. Right? And it's going to aser bekulai. Because dover gush is din of kli rishon, according to the Riva. But the Rabbeinu Baruch says only aser kedei klipa. The Sifsei Das, the Prima Gadim, though, has a different take. Prima Gadim Tainas, that the reason why Iroi Asus Kedei Klipa is because the Gemara says we pass into Ta'agavar, and if you have Cham Elyon and Karatachdon, Ademekale Bol Iafshadul Mivla Porta, so it's Asus Kedei Klipa. That means when the bottom is cold and the top is hot. Let's say the bottom is hot. Even if it's Chaim Kli Sheni, Zok the Minchas Yaakov, Bekahai Gavna, we're going to say it's Aser Bekulo. So what emerges is like this. The Riva says the Dagim that with the water that goes into the other Kale is going to be Aser Bekulo. Why is it Aser Bekulo? Because the only time I apply the rule of Irui, that it asks, could they clip us when I pour from a hot surface onto cold? When I pour from hot onto hot, even if it's hot midin klisheni, which halachically is not hot, but zukum in chasiyat, right? Our case, no? I'm pouring from the machvas into the ka'ara, the ka'ara is a klisheni, but still hot. There's a temperature, it's warm, therefore it's also bakulo, according to the Riva. But the Rabbeinu Baruch says, no, does haste Irui. This, by the way, is Nogel Amaisa, the way they make the veal feed. But that's a different conversation. It's like one of my favorite topics on the planet. The way they pour the hot water into jugs with the veal, it could be it's Iroi Agave Yadavar Cham. The Minchas Yaakov says it's going to be Aser Bekulo. But Lecha'ora, the way we paskin, Sai the Mechaber, Sai the Ramah, paskin like the Rabbeinu Baruch, Al Kopan Bidi Eved, so it shouldn't be Aser Bekulo. No? I think that's what should emerge. So these are two mahalachim. Now, the Shach is assuming that the tzir is, or the Shach is coming from the Beis Yosef, that the tzir is that I'm pouring the hot item, the hot fish, together with the hot water, into a ka'ara. And the discussion is should it be Aser Kedei Klipa or Bekulo. The Darkei Moshe gives a different seer, which is also Mikoshi Hametzius, but the seer is Azoi, that I'm straining the water from the, I have Dagim with Mayim, and I want to get the water out of the Dagim, because no one likes eating a watery fish, right? So you're trying to strain the water out, and then I'm pouring the fish into another keli. So the mayim is going here, and the dogim are going here. If this is the situation that the Darkei Moshe presents, so the real issue, according to the Riva and the real machloikis between the Riva and the Rabbeinu Baruch, is in the course of pouring all the water out, I have to be worried, says the Riva, that maybe a little bit of water remains behind. And the little bit of water, I'm sorry. Hello? Okay, I just wanted to tell you, unfortunately, Alice had 6 heart attacks this morning, and she's in the ICU. We just thought that you should know. The doctors are saying that there's nothing to do at this point. No. Yeah, on the way, yeah. I don't know, Rabbi Schneidman is there now. Okay, of Simchas. Bye-bye. So now, according to the Ramah, the Tzir is that the Mayim goes over here and the Dogim are all going into this container. Right? The concern that the Riva has is that maybe a little bit of Mayim remains behind with the Dag Tomei. After some of the fish went out, right? So maybe there's a little bit of Mayim that remains behind in the Machvas, and because of that Mayim, the Dag Tomei traces up a few other fish. You see, you need Mayim to remain behind. The halacha is that 2 hot items that touch don't become treif. You need reitav. You need moisture to connect them to make it treif. So the Riva says that what I'm worried about is that there's a little bit of rotav that's behind. And therefore, maybe these fish became treif. And therefore, I have 20, 30 fish that became treif. They're going to treif up all the other fish when it ends up in this container. The Rabbeinu Baruch is not worried about this. Why not? So the Megillah Sefer hits a home run. Oh, Megillah Sefer says that maybe the pshat is like this. The Megillah Sefer Tainos. The Megillah Sefer Tainos that the halacha that an iser doesn't go without rotav, yesh la'ayin, how much moisture is considered rotav. There's a fundamental machlekes in like a million places in Shulchan Aruch about how much moisture is called rotav. The Chavistas assumes in order to be called rotav, you need a significant amount of moisture. The Yad Yehuda says even a few drops is called rotav. We'll talk about this more in Simon Sadi Beis. But the fact is, one could argue that Bozeh Gufa Nechleku Rabbeinu Baruch and the Riva. The Riva is saying that there's a little bit of moisture that stays behind. That little bit of moisture maybe is called rotav to aser all the fish. And then once these fish are aser, the aser and the other fish. The Rabbeinu Baruch says, no, sir. The little bit of moisture that remains behind, right, it's not called rotav, like the Chavistah says. And therefore can't aser everything else. This is the first basic svaras between Rabbeinu Baruch and the Sefer Truma. And Yisrael Shem, tomorrow we'll talk about the Rash, and we'll talk about the Ramon, the Teres Chatos, a few other quick svaras to move on, and then we should finish them in Kuv Zayin tomorrow and begin Kuv Chesaret. Again, I apologize for being a little bit distracted, but there's some stuff going on. Okay, Yashikayach.